Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Magnificent Monday. Wow, it is September 14th. Is that clock ticking super fast or what? We are coming close to the 90-day countdown for the end of 2015. What have you accomplished? Have you moved the needle in your life? I'm thinking you have. But just in case you need an extra boost, that's what Magnificent Monday is all about. Okay, today's topic is, it is all about you. You ever hear people, they always say, it's not about you. Everything's not about you. Sometimes you get into a little tiff with someone or they get annoyed with you and it's not all about you. Everything's not about you. Well, they're right in that sense because what they're saying is you're being selfish. That's what that means. However, in reality, it kind of is all about you, but it's all about you in the sense that if you don't have the life that you want, or if you don't like your life, or if you are constantly complaining about the people that you deal with at work, your friends, your family members, if you're constantly doing that, then you know what? Then you have a life that you need to take a look at. You have a life that perhaps you need to consider changing. But here's the thing. We spend a lot of time trying to change the person, the people that we're connected to, the person that's closest to us. We try and change them. We want them to be a certain way. In reality, we can't change a person. They can only make the decision to change themselves. So that comes back to you. And that means that whatever it is you want for your life, whatever vision it is you have for your life, if you feel like you haven't been getting it, if you feel like you're not moving the needle, if you feel like you're constantly repeating the same things over and over again, who's the common denominator? And what's the common denominator in all of these situations? You. So that means that if you don't like your life, if you don't like what's happening, don't spend time and energy trying to change things that you can't change. Change you, and those things will change themselves. Either they will remove themselves from your life, or you will, they will make the shift because they'll see that you're changing. And so when you make the change, it inspires other people to change, and it causes this great shift within your life that will start to bring to you the things that you want for your life. Why? Because you're shifting your focus, and the things that you focus on, those are the things that you're going to get. We often hear it's about the choices that we make, and I just finished telling you, listen, you've got to change some things about you. And so we often hear that it's about those choices that we make. And listen, that's true. However, our choices come about based on what we know and what we don't know. And so you have to take a look at the choices that you're making. And so the key is to find out how to make better choices. So how do we make those better choices? Well, the truth is we have to take a step back and look at our lives, and we have to be honest about our lives. I get the opportunity to talk to quite a few people here and there, and they constantly, especially those that listen to our show, and they want to tell me about everything that's going wrong in their lives. And they want to tell me about what their spouse is doing wrong. And they want to tell me about what the boss is doing wrong. And they don't understand why they can't get more money out of that boss and get that raise that they want. And so they get angry with the boss. And that is such a waste of energy. And to pull at others and say, hey, give me what I want, make me feel better, because that's going to make me feel better. It's a little bit unfair if you think about it, because the truth of the matter is, how can you expect someone to give you more than you're willing to give yourself? And you say, well, what does that mean? I'm working on getting everything for myself. That's why I want more money. That's why I want this person to treat me better. Start with you. Start treating you better. Start thinking of ways that you can actually earn more money and bring money into your life. Get quiet for a moment. And let's be honest, how many of you really get quiet? You know, how many of you really just say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything for the next 15 or 20 minutes. I'm just going to sit here with a pad and a pen, and I'm going to listen to my thoughts, and I'm going to listen to what's going on in my life, and I'm going to ask myself this internal question. Am I living my best life? Am I doing life with power? Am I coming from that position of power? I want that better health. Am I doing what it takes to get better health? I want more wealth. I want to have that income and then ultimately have the wealth so that I can live what's called a comfortable life. And what are comfortable means to you? And so you have to ask yourself the question, am I doing what it takes to actually make that happen? Or am I constantly working on a job trying to get more money out of someone, and they have a set amount in mind that they're going to pay me, and they even know how much of a raise they're going to give me, and that raise is really going to come based on the revenues that come into that company, but also it's going to come based on how this employer views me as a worker. And so if you're an employee, it's how you're being viewed as a worker. Well, you can't make people see you differently by tugging at them. You can only make people see you differently by deciding how you want to be perceived and then walking in that. So if you want more income, and then once you make the money, what do you do with that money? Do you have the best purse, the nicest shoes ever? I know people that spend $700-$800 on a purse, and I don't get it. I mean, I get having nice things, but and I get spending what it takes to get the things that you want, but I don't get spending that kind of money and then struggling and saying you need more money. What I get is taking the money that you have, growing it, getting to a certain point, and then splurging. At times, planning your times when you splurge or you shop. So if you want that more wealth, you have to be honest with yourself. Am I doing what it really takes? Now, the other thing is, and if you don't have the relationships that you want, if your relationship isn't going the way that you want it to go, instead of pointing at the other person, oh, my wife is this, my wife is that, she is who she is. And how about you? What are you doing? What changes are you willing to make as a spouse? Not in terms of the changes that she wants you to make, but the changes that you need to make in order to be your highest and best. Same thing for women. If your husband is not all that in a bag of chips in your eyes, or whatever it is you see, or whatever it is you want, or he's so lazy, or he's not doing the things that you want him to do, what are you doing? In other words, you know, are you making changes? Because here's the thing. You say, well, no, I got it going on, and I've got the money, and I've got this, and I've got that. But are you constantly complaining about what he isn't instead of speaking into his life what he could be? And so the thing is, and that doesn't mean that you're responsible ultimately for another human being's outcome in that sense. People make the choices that... Well, I'm not going to say that works best for them, but they make the choices based on where they are in their self-esteem and their confidence level, their knowledge. And knowledge, by the way, that's our power word for the week. And so we're going to focus on getting a kind of knowledge that will move the needle in your life. And no, I'm not talking about college. I've been there, done that. College was great, and I learned a lot. But we're talking about a different kind of knowledge that's going to move the needle as it relates to better health, more wealth, and cultivating fruitful relationships. And so the thing is, you say, well, what do I do about all this? Well, we're going to keep it simple after having said all of this. We are going to actually, I have a core values assessment test, and that is going to help you focus, put the focus on you. That's going to help you get to learn more about you. And so that's the key, is to understand what is your values system. And we've talked about this on the show. I've kind of mentioned it along the way, and I mentioned it last week and the week before about your value system and about choosing your friends based on your value system. How do you make those choices if you don't know what your core values are? If you really don't know. You know, I hear people sometimes say, you know, I'm a Christian, and that's great. However, do you really know what that means? Do you know what that means in relation to a value system? What does that represent to you? Because I know, and this is certainly not a judgment of anybody, because I don't know anybody that's perfect. However, I know people who say I'm a Christian and out of one mouth, and they can quote a million scriptures, and then within the next 5 seconds, they're on the phone with their friends gossiping, or you trust them with some of your, you can confide in them, and the next thing you know, they're telling everybody your secrets and what's going on in your household. Well, they're, just as an aside, yeah, keep your mouth closed. But anyway, the point is that it doesn't make them a bad person. What it means is that they have not taken the time to look at their value system. Because when you know what your value system is, you will not do certain things. There's certain lines that you won't cross because you'll know what you stand for and you'll know who you want to be and you'll know what you want your life to look like. And so we're going to start there. But let me tell you what we have coming up this week, because I think it's really important that we get this and that we get this kind of foundation going for our lives, so that we can start to move the needle and get to where it is we want to be. You know, we want to have that 1 million people doing life with power. Wow, what an amazing shift that in this country that would take place. Instead of sitting around complaining and whining about politics and whining about how sacrilegious certain people are and whining about how bad the youth of today are and how lazy they are. Instead of doing all of those things, why don't we as individuals commit to doing life with power, becoming our very best selves? And you watch the shift. Because when people are complaining about those teenagers or complaining about the youth that are in their 20s and how rude they are, you know what? Those children were raised by someone. And they're raised actually by some of the very people who are complaining about how bad they are. And so my point is, had those parents had a certain value system, or had they even taken a look at their value system? See, I'm not here to tell you what value system to get. I'm here to suggest that you make a conscious decision about what your value system is so you can get to know you better. Kind of a snapshot of who you are as a person. When people ask, well, who are you? The first thing people will say is, well, I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. Well, I'm a speaker. I'm a dancer. I'm a singer. So they go to those things. No, that's not necessarily who you are. It's what you do. And yeah, it may be a part of who you are, but that's not your value system. You know, you can be a doctor and you can be unscrupulous. And so That's your value system, okay, that you have no scruples. So the thing is that you want to pay attention to what your value system is. Now, you say, well, I don't even know how to do that. I don't even know where to start with that. Well, don't worry. That's what Designing Your Life Today is all about. We have an assessment test for you, and all you have to do is just fill in the blanks, you guys. It's pretty simple. And it was done by Darren Hardy. And Darren Hardy owns Success Magazine. And Success Magazine is by far one of the most popular magazines for self-employed people, for people who want to develop personally more, have more personal development. And so Darren Hardy is one of my favorite magazines. And each month he has an editorial right there in the front of the magazine. And I can't wait to read what he has to say, because he has a kind of wisdom that will help us to focus on taking our successful lives to the next level. He wrote a book called The Compound Effect. And in this book, I read The Compound Effect several years ago, and it really opened my eyes to a lot of things about the choices that I was making in my life. And I had already reached a certain level of success financially. But at that time, I wasn't paying attention to all of my life, the better health, and actually taking that money and turning it into more wealth. I wasn't doing that. And I certainly wasn't taking the time to develop fruitful relationships. Why? Because I spent the bulk of my time working. And so with that being said, I thought, wow, you know what? He has a great core values assessment test. And it's not really a test, but you can actually, it's an assessment, and you can go through and you can assess and find out what your top 10 core values are. You can go out and find a lot about you, and you can actually narrow it down to your top three values in your life. And he's even gone so far as to give you memory joggers of values, a list of values that will jog your memory and make you think about who you want to be or who you are or what you value in your life. And see, here's the thing. If you look at that list and you say, wow, none of this resonates with me, then, dare I say, look to the opposite and see what's going on with your life, because it's going to reveal to you what's going on with your life. For example, if you look at the list and there's selflessness on the list and you're actually not a selfless person, and you say, well, that doesn't resonate with me at all, and I'm just using that one. It doesn't necessarily have to be that one, but I'm giving you an example. And you look at that and say, huh, I don't even get it. Well, then you want to take a look at the opposite of what selflessness is, and that's selfishness. Now, you want to look at that. I find that it's a lot easier to really figure out what's going on with you when you listen to your words. So, you can go to our website and, of course, go where it says mention on the show, and you can actually download that sheet and get his information that he's prepared there, the core values assessment test. It's so awesome, or core values assessment. It's not a test. So it's not a pass-fail kind of thing. So that core values assessment, you can get that. And I would say do it today. Get it done immediately, because, listen, over the next few days, we're going to bring you a lot of information. We're not going to overwhelm you, but we're going to bring you a lot of information that's going to help you kind of establish a strong foundation. And then the last 90 days of this year, we're going to help you count down to some major success and major goal achievement. So this is kind of the start. Before you do anything in life, and I wish I'd known these things years ago, is that it's important to understand who you are as a person and to assess your values. We've been taught to go for the money, 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 and there's more to life than just going for the money, 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 because you can get the money, but you are, if you don't know who you are, if you're not rooted and grounded in certain philosophies of life, like, for example, I am a Christian and I'm rooted and grounded in the Bible. And so the scriptures that are in the Bible, the information that's in the Bible, I believe it. I believe it wholeheartedly. I'm not one that sits around and goes, ooh, that contradicts itself. I believe it, and I've seen it work. It's worked in my life. And so my point is, you're going to learn more about what you're rooted in. Now, I was a Christian back then too, but because I hadn't taken the time to really look at my value system to see what I really valued, see, there was no roots there. And it was kind of hit and miss, okay? So you don't want to do a hit and miss life. You want to hit that target, and then you want to go to the next level and hit that target and just keep going, you guys, and have that amazing life. And that's what doing life with power is all about. It's about taking that kind of action, and the kind of action that's going to bring you the best results for your life. Okay, so we have that. Just go to mention on show and you can download that and get started with that. But we have other things that are coming for you this week. And so I just want to give you a little snippet as we wrap up for today. We've got a proactive plan that's coming. In my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, I give you the components of a proactive plan. And there are actually a few of them, and you don't necessarily have to use them all, but I give you several that you can choose from. And I give you those components so you can design your plan. And I notice that there are people who have purchased the book, they are using all of those components, and as a result, comes to be a pretty several pages. So what we're going to do, and this is going to benefit those of you that haven't purchased the book yet, and of course, if you want to purchase it, you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and click on resources, and you'll find the books there. Or you can just go to Amazon.com and type in Pat Counsel, my name, and look for the book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. Or you can just type in The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. But POWER is an acronym, so it's a lot easier to find the book by typing in my name. Anyway, so here's the thing is that for those of you that didn't get the book, well, what we're putting together, we're going to release this week, is a one-sheet proactive plan. Now, that one-sheet proactive plan is going to help you kind of hone in on your most immediate goals. So we're going to release that to you this week. Having the book helps because this one sheet, it's not going to have every single component. And it will help you hone in on your most immediate goal, but life is a journey, and so you want to have that bigger plan for your life. And of course, the information in the book is designed to help you have the bigger plan for your life, because think about it. You don't want a plan that gets you to the stop sign and that's the end of it. You want a plan that gets you to where you want to go. You want to make the entire journey and get to where you want to go. Well, that book is going to help you with that. But the one sheet that we're giving you, this sheet is going to help you accomplish your most immediate plan or your most immediate goal, or discover what that most immediate goal is, our plan is for your life. So we're going to release the proactive plan on one sheet for you this week. And yes, coming up Wednesday, I have another contest that you can participate in where you can win. I think it's either $15,000 or $25,000, because I've got two that I can choose from. So we shall see. And tune in for that. And it's pretty easy to participate in that one also. So I have a new one there for you. A free ebook. I talked about this on Friday, so I'm going to be releasing that. You know, we release our freebies on Wednesdays and Fridays. And so you want to listen in so that you can get yours and get started immediately. And this free ebook, it's going to give you step-by-step instructions for earning an extra $3,000 over the next 90 days. And so you want to get that and get started immediately. Doesn't matter where you are right now, and you can get started, and it will bring that money in for you. And so we have more coming. And speaking of which, we also have a webinar, and I will announce the dates, but I just want to kind of give you a heads up. We're going to launch a webinar for those of you who says $3,000 over the next 90 days, I need more than that. Well, we're going to launch a webinar that's going to show you how to bring in $10,000 a month and put you on that six-figure track. You know, I've earned six figures time and time again, and in the higher six figures, and so I know how to get to $10,000 a month, and I'm going to share that information with you, and that webinar is going to be absolutely free, so stay tuned for that. And see, our goal is to bring you valuable content and to keep it consistent on a certain path so that you guys can achieve your goals and you can actually start doing life with power. So, you see, it is all about you. Whatever your life looks like, whatever you want your life to be, it's about you making the right choices. It's hard to make the right choices if you don't have, if you don't understand your own value system. So understand your value system. Here's another perk as we wrap up for today about understanding your value system. Is that if you understand your value system, it's hard for people to pull the wool over your eyes. It's hard for people to trick you. See, when we don't understand our value system, we're always reaching to someone else to bring us what we don't have in our lives. Because the reality of it is you have everything that you need to succeed. You've just got to know what that is. So get started with that core values assessment by Darren Hardy of Success Magazine, and then we'll go from there, right? Hey, you guys, I want you to have an amazing day. Our power word of the week, it is knowledge, and it's a different kind of knowledge you guys are going to acquire listening to this show. It's not that the book knowledge that you get from college. Like I said, college is amazing. If you get the opportunity, go. Even if you go for 1 year, go. It's going to broaden your horizons, and you're going to see the options that you have in your life. But with that being said, that's all I have for you guys today. We're going to be back tomorrow on our Tone It Up Tuesday with a lot more. And you're going to love what we talk about. We are really going to help you move the needle as it relates to you becoming more physically fit and having the best health possible. Hey, you guys, Have a great day. Do life with power.